Tiyun v'sak shotei. Chmoy kein osa l'shtamish v'tiyun. Tiyun is that small little metal thing you see in the shtiblach. With the... With the leaves of the tea. And then some liquid and they pour out. So it's straining, it's holding back the
sponge drain.
Zach, a sponge drain is a good question.
Why is it upset? You don't want that one going down your drain.
Shh, very nice.
You should be like on a bezel. The drainer
by the sink. Why do you have a drain there? Because you don't want the big pieces going down. You only want the liquid. So the chayyim, I'm using a kli to separate the big pieces from the liquid.
You don't care what spech is going.
What?
You just don't want the big babatim going.
Therefore,
in.
What?
There's no psalus over here.
So that's where Shlom Zalman said, Be'etzim, I would want the whole thing to go down there. It's going to get stuffed up and then be a pain in the neck afterwards. So I'm just letting that go over there. But Be'etzim, the whole thing is...
That's what he's mechadish.
It's all garbage. And it's all should go down the drain.
Better garbage.
That would be your chumra in your house.
You keep on putting the chumra on top.
Everyone has to have their chumra. Your chumra will be in the sink. And leave it over there.
Where are you cleaning your beard?
What?
Cleaning your beard.
On Shabbos?
Yeah. Like if the guy has like something.
Cleaning or cutting?
Cleaning.
Maybe it's a real. If it's mamish ma'uriv in, you gotta dig for it. Maybe.
I think we see by every
Is it a standard to have like?
Well,
she
doesn't get milk inside.
That's the mile of the bed, so you can hide. Oh, I have a raya. Not like that.
What?
The Gemara says that the Gemara talks about a yeledes who needs oil. It says that a lady should soak her hair with the oil.
Put it in the bucket.
And then you'll go and squeeze it out, and she'll have oil. It gets into schit over there.
It's the same.
What?
Take oil from the child's hair?
Get in.
There's a few places they show something like that.
Yeah.
There's no schita?
No, that's the discussion they were. So I was going to say, if there's so much schita, then what is after you see butter or not?
The question is why not?
Because that's oil.
Isn't that the whole problem on Shabbos? Don't they say because you're going to squeeze out your... Yeah, that's what the Gemara is talking about.
So why is it? I didn't say it's mutter.
I just said from the fact the Gemara doesn't talk about Bayer. Okay. But maybe Rabbi has some other examples for us.
Rabbi?
Okay, let's go. Here we go. We got off topic. Okay, again. Tiyun v'sak shotei. Chmoy kein osa l'shtamish b'tiyun sheyesh v'secha m'sanen z'lamat. Ima daim u'rovim b'mashka ma'alef. It's mixed with the leaves. Shem shoshim arim mimena ha'ti. At the time when you're pouring out the tea, ha'tiyun v'sanin ha'tei v'zeh mamash b'ayra. Alkein, therefore, misha nosan ha'tei im ha'alem n'sech tiyun sheyesh b'masanenes. Therefore, someone who puts the tea with the leaves into this tiyun, which has a strainer, and laharis mipiv el yarim in a tzad shapur from the side, b'ayim shechasav nalel, what he's saying over here is that he's learning the Be'etzim, there's a Be'er over here. The Shemir Shabbos Go Chasei?
He brings down the Mechashabs that you should try to do before Shabbos. Okay, but if you can't, I got y'all stirred.
He brings down the Mechashabs, you gotta say the whole sentence.
Can you say Rabbi Mlad open a package in Shabbos?
It's a different suya, we'll get to it. can learn everything.
Yeah, remember, next month we're doing Bas Chol, I decided. We're going to hit all of them, and then...
Because then you make the decision.
I'll move on to the Koilo, and then I'll be... At the Bikias, now we'll be in.
Oh.
Finish that.
And we're finishing Shabbos this month.
I want to support the Koilo. Just...
Really cool next month?
We're finishing all Shabbos this month.
Yeah. Stop asking me a question.
Well, I have 3 weeks left.
For Shabbos?
You're done.
Three more Shabbos.
I believe the week already. Three Shabbos
left.
Really?
Three Shabbos left?
Yeah, three Shabbos left.
How good is this?
That's a new one. Get the new one.
The new one.
The black one?
No, the white did. Shelf down, shelf down, to the left. Shelf
fancy
all the way to the left.
The really
left,
fancy one.
Left.
That one.
Yeah.
Oh,
this
anyway, so... Yeah. Okay. So, then he goes on to the next paragraph where he talks about... So in this paragraph he says when you're pouring out, you have to make sure that once the drips reach where the
leaves are,
then you have to stop. That's what he says over here in the Sefer. And then he talks about the cup of tea that we spoke about yesterday. That while the tea bag's in the mixture, it's not a problem. When I pull the tea bag out, well, it's not a problem. But to hold it over the cup, to let it drip in, that could be an issue.
What if you hold
I'll give
it,
you another example.
You have to be very nervous about the things dripping. You have to be like a fanuc and hold a
No spoons. Take it out, put it in there. While I'm going, it's there's drips dripping, yeah? It's called Bar Meilov. That's what I'll give you another example. I have a slotted spoon. And so to take the slotted spoon and take the chicken out and hold it over the pot to drain the liquid, then I'll do using a cleat. But let's say I like the slotted spoon because it's a wide spoon and it's easy to pick up the whole piece without it falling apart. So I could go in, take it out, put it to the plate. Eye on the way.
Burmeo.
I go like very slowly.
But even there, I don't understand. What's the Icholim Pselis? It should be the same thing we said before. It's not like I don't want juice.
Okay, it's then you're right.
With the
hey,
I don't want to make a
mess.
If that's the case, you're right.
If you could,
avoid
Borer Me'elam, should you try to...
It could be, because there is Machlech Zishon. If you ask me, yeah, there's Machlech Zishon.
Add it to the Machmer list for your house.
Betty Hosh is looking for homos.
Are you last sponge on Shabbos,
really? Are you last sponge on Shabbos?
Yeah.
No. Unless...
It's not absorbing it.
Yeah, but this is...
Why?
The Issa Rabban, we learned the Chayrish, that you're not allowed to wash your floors on Shabbos.
Yeah, but we said because different than the...
We said that's
Rabban
only had
so
for sweeping.
Somebody threw up in the...
Right, we said the Rabban didn't apply.
Oh, that's
it's
only
different.
Why? If it's thrown, if this throw up on the floor and it's very dirty, then that area you can clean. But you can't start cleaning the whole room.
So let's say you mean
spread
you have
the throw up all
get
over
the water, wait, to get the water back to the sink,
you
do the whole hallway. Maybe let's
just that and a panami, then it's all the way. 100%.
You got steam in your shirt.
And that's what you gotta do. That's what you gotta do.
You can't
map.
You guys
spray
the floor.
Okay, so let's get to Malabim. Yeah, we can get to Malabim. Okay, so Shlem Zalman had some kind of head to wear. He's talking about a salt shaker, or he's talking about this tiyun where
with the rice
and the salt shaker, right? He said that since you're doing it directly into your cup or into the food to eat right away, that's already tzarchil, which is a pella. What does he mean by that? But he had some head to like that. Okay, let's go right to this. So, Yudches.
Here we go.
Barai Mayim. Now, this is a case where Gam Yuchem Lava Amlechas Barim Barim Beim Sois Mayim. Kate said, Asalit and Paris, Yerokish, Shemur, Pesachim, Afa. Oh, we spoke about this yesterday also. If I have fruit or vegetables which are mixed with dirt, sand and dirt caked onto it. Not talking about what our apples where there's no dirt on it, you just wash it. Right. But talking about where there's dirt stuck to it, or the lettuce, right, there's sand on it. So that already, to use water to remove it is a question. So that's what we mentioned, to put it into a basin, into a bowl, for it to separate. That's a question of Nira Kabayra. But for me to wash it under the sink, that he says on the top of the next... Oh, he says also.
No, cross it out.
Right, we basking under the sink would be mutter.
Yeah.
Where's your hand?
We're going to shut from Tachas Berez.
Berez is
a faucet. My master, she comes in actual Berez. So if goes in, we're not going to pay it very rockers. Come on, Matthew and Lurk has paid me shum the kiosk.
Cross out the Asa Rabbi.
I don't cross anything yet.
Rabbi holds mutter?
Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm starting in the middle of the paragraph. Maybe he also does. Fine. Yeah, then he says, Misha Semech Hadas Mikil, Misha Tizor, Lurach Samrach Samach Lachila. Fine.
Okay, put that first.
Yeah.
You're writing your own sefer over here, Gish.
It's good. So I'm going to borrow one day. Yeah, yeah.
Don't kill the socks down.
Okay. Now. Okay, Bayer Bishad Varim. Okay, Chaf is talking about Bayer by other things. You can have by clothing, Svarim, if the attack are really mixed, they have to be mixed together. Then we have Klisud and Svarim.